The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in the Dharma practice, there's a wonderful balance between taking responsibility for your life and not taking responsibility for your life. Sometimes it's kind of like a seesaw, perhaps, that sometimes we have to emphasize one, sometimes you emphasize the other side of those two. Some people take no responsibility for their life. They blame everyone else, or they somehow trust that some wonderful cosmic principle or divine presence is going to take care of them and protect them. It's all about, or they think that some great experience is going to do it. People in a meditation tradition sometimes will think that they're chasing an experience. Once they have that experience, then they'll be home free, and they never have to take any responsibility ever again for anything, because they're just like already just chilled out. Never, and no problems anymore. And the other problem is that when people take too much responsibility, like it's everything's up to me, let's not even talk about how you're completely responsible for everybody else and the world, but just everything happens to me, I'm responsible, I have to fix it, I have to solve everything, all my problems, it's all up to me. And so this tremendous burden of personal responsibility can weigh people down and crush people. So to understand a little bit where the responsibility lies and where the responsibility doesn't lie is an important part of Dharma practice. And without taking responsibility, there is no Dharma practice. And without becoming free of unnecessary responsibility, there is no Dharma practice. So you have to kind of find where the balance is, where it is. And one way to see this is to distinguish between what has just happened and how we respond to it. So if something has already happened, I don't think we bear any more responsibility for it happening. It's just there. So if we have a strong reaction or a strong emotional response or have a strong desire or angry in some way, if that's what surfaces, then it's cause and conditions come together. And maybe once they arise, you don't have to be responsible for it having arisen. In fact, sometimes it's very helpful to see it very impersonally. It's just cause and conditions. It's not my anger, it's just the anger. It's not my desire, it's just desire. It's not it's just cause and conditions came together, so this could happen. But then what you do next is your responsibility. What you do based on that. So if some desire arises, and you know, just there, desire, you don't have to then judge yourself, say, I'm a bad person because I have a desire, I'm a good person because I have a desire. And you don't have to build, but rather you look at what are the choices you have of how you relate to that. And that world, the choice of how you relate is the area of responsibility. So one way to take responsibility for a desire is to act on the desire. And with that can get you in trouble pretty quickly if you act on every desire you have as you go through the day. And so you can't always, you don't want to act on every desire. One of the big milestones in the children's growing up is at some point being able to learn delayed gratification. And there's a lot of freedom in that. So there's a desire, but not now. So some choice there. Or a choice would be to have a desire and then study a desire to look and get. So you have responsibility, so I'm going to understand my desire better. What's going on here with it? Or maybe the responsibility is, in certain situations, is to let go of the desire and not act on it because it causes harm in the world. The So what you do in the wake of something arising is where the responsibility lies. So you're allowed to have your response, you're allowed to have your thoughts, your feelings bubble up. Whatever, if it's already happened, you're allowed to have it happen, unless you've acted on it and caused harm in the world. So you don't have to kind of build a story about yourself. You don't have to interpret it, I'm a good person, I'm a bad person, I shouldn't be this way, I should be differently, or, you know, I need to hide what just happened, I need to make sure everyone knows what happened. I want to wear that what happened as a badge of honor, let people know that I'm a great person because I have whatever. You don't have to do anything with it. You can just leave it kind of in the world of almost just phenomena. It's nature arising, nature occurring. But then, what do you do next? And it's the world of your response where the world of responsibility lies. But you can't be too responsible for every possible... Well, you're responsible for every response. You're not responsible for every reaction. You're not responsible, given that something happens, that something happens next. So if you have a desire, one more bout of desire, and then you feel disappointed in yourself, rather than, if that just happened kind of automatically, then you're not necessarily responsible for that in terms of that, for that moment. But how you respond, how you choose, what you choose to do next. If you choose to do nothing, you've made a choice. You can't get around the issue of choice. And the more you're mindful, the more you get quiet and settled, the more you reside in that place where you see where you have a choice. And if you don't see you have a choice, then you have no choice. And if you have no choice, then you're not quite responsible either. That's not going to get you off the hook in the court of law. But once you slow down enough or mindful enough, it places you in the seat of the present moment where you can actually see where there's choice. And there's a wide array of choices you have each moment about how to respond to what just happened, to what's happening right then. And that's where we can start exercising our responsibility. And not in a heavy way, in a big way. And the word responsibility is like a huge... For some people, even speaking the word can sound like a big sledgehammer, like, you know, burden, duty, and obligation. But there is an ability to respond. There's an ability to choose that we have. And then how do we act on that ability? How do we follow through on that ability to respond, that ability to choose? And that's where wisdom comes into play. That's where the Dharma begins to unfold. That's the responsibility we take. And so one of the core responsibilities, abilities to respond, is the ability to see if there is any craving or clinging of any kinds at all, anything we're attached to that gives rise to our suffering, our stress, our distress, our unease that we have. And if we see that, then do you have any choice to let go of that clinging, that craving? If you don't have a choice to let go of it, it's an automatic pilot. What's a wise choice how to respond and deal with that then? Maybe the wise thing is to, if you're filled with rage and you feel like you're going to hurt someone, maybe you can't let go of that rage or the attachment that gave birth to it, but maybe you can at least go to your bedroom and, you know, lock the door and keep everyone else safe. And take it out on the pillow. And it's supposed to be a celebratory thing, a great thing that we have this ability to respond. It's because we have the ability to respond, because we have the ability to choose, that there's a path of freedom. There's a path of compassion. There's a path of awakening. It's a great thing. And so as we do the mindfulness practice, it's a great arena to discover this whole territory of responsibility, no responsibility. Because when you sit and meditate, for example, there's so little you have to do. You can just, it's okay to just sit with your eyes closed, sit and not move your body. And there's so little that you have to actually do that you can begin watching your responses, reactions, what gets born inside of you, and learn to not take it so personally. Just see it as arising phenomena. And then consider what choices you have given it. Sometimes a very powerful choice is a choice to just observe it. Just be mindful of it. That's a choice. So just be with it. It might be that your choice is to investigate more deeply. It might be the choice is to let go of something. The choice might be to realize it's not really healthy for you, certain things that are coming up. And it's a pattern maybe of getting afraid, or a pattern of getting angry, or a pattern of having attachments coming up. And yes, there's no responsibility for it when it arises, but you do have a choice about what conditions you could put in place for the future. You have some responsibility about whether these things rise again. So if every time you look at, I don't know, some magazine and look at the ads, you find yourself wanting, desperately wanting what those ads are promising. And then you go, and so easy to order things now. You just go, you can go to Amazon, and with a click you can have it, and they can get it to you within 24 hours, so you can get fulfilled quickly. And if you've been doing this for weeks on end, you know, just click, 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 you know, in your living room, you have no space in your living room anymore because of all the boxes, you can't even open them anymore, they're coming faster than you can open them. Then you want to put together the conditions that stops that addictive behavior. And maybe the thing to do is to stop opening those magazines for a while. So this response, so it's a choice. Looking ahead, what are the conditions we put in place? What can we do to make a difference in our lives? How can we take the ability to respond, the ability to choose, and use that wisely and well? And this is where I think the part of the heart of Dharma practice. So on one hand, to not take responsibility, not get caught up in some essentialist idea of who I am, not take things so personally. On the other hand, take it very personally, that it's up to you, really, to make a difference. No one else is going to do it for you. I like to say, if you need to pee, no one else is going to do it for you. You know, you've got to take some responsibility for certain things. part of the great value of meditation practice, of mindfulness practice, is to help you place you in that seat of the present moment, in that seat of where choice is possible, and then to, in a relaxed, wise way, beginning to exercise that choice. It's not just a matter of watching, but it's also a matter of choosing to behave and live and act in ways that are supportive of us, that makes us freer, happier, more compassionate people. So I would encourage you to kind of reflect a little bit on this theme of responsibility and no responsibility, and look at yourself. See how what these words mean for you, and how you relate to these words, and to what degree, where are these words a burden, and where are they helpful to have these words and these ideas and concepts, and are there places where you can kind of have more freedom and ease if you don't take responsibility for them, and more freedom and ease because you do take responsibility of certain things. Where do you find your way with these two concepts in a way that's helpful for you? Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.